Today's daf is Bechoris daf Vav, and we will begin from the Mishnah on daf Heyom Midbeis. But before we begin, I just want to give a Yashar Koyach to Reb Yitzi Steinmetz for hosting today's daf at his office, Jerusalem States, at Schneller. And Gracie Yashar Koyach for making this happen. I also want to thank Ezi Stavsky, one of our live Daf Yomi Chabura members, for making today's daf happen. So we're learning Masechtas Bechoris. Specifically, the Gemara is discussing the halachos of Peter Chamor. So the pasuk in Parshas Koyrach, Bamidbar Perek Yud Ches, talks about the halacha of Bechor. Mentions that Bechor is one of the Matnas Kahuna that goes to the Kohen. And the Torah says, Ko peter rechem l'chol basar asher yakrivu l'Hashem ba'adam uva behema yilach. Hashem tells Aharon that all the Bechoris, whether it's a Bechor Adam or a Bechor behema, are going to go to you, Aharon. However, ach padei sifta es Bechor Adam ves Bechor behema atmeya tifta. Stating that not all halachas of the different types of Bechorim are the same. Meaning, there's the Bechor, we actually have to take the animal and give it to Aharon HaKohen. And then there's the Bechor where the Torah says, rather than give the thing that has Kedushas Bechor to Aharon or to the Kohen, you're supposed to be paid the Dover Shal Kedusha, take the money to which you transferred the Kedushas Bechor to, and that's what you're supposed to give to Aharon. The Pasuk says that as it relates to Bechor Adam, you, of course, do not give your firstborn child to the Kohen, but rather you paid it, we know, with Chamisha Slaim. And as it relates to a Behema Temeya, the halacha is going to be the same. In other words, the Pasuk is putting together all the different halachas of Bechor. But the Pasuk is also saying that not all Bechoros were created equally. There's the Bechor where you take the physical Bechor, you give it to the Kohen. Then there's the Bechors where you don't take the physical Bechor and give it to the Kohen. Rather, you're supposed to be paid it. Now, the Pasuk mentions Bechor Behema Temeya, stating that, as we've already seen at the very beginning of Masechtas Bechoris, and we'll continue to see in today's daf, in other places the Torah says that there's only one type of Bechor Behema Tumeya that has Kedusha, and that is the Bechor of a Chamor, of an Eizel. But other than a Chamor, there's no other Behema Tumeya where you have Kedusha's Bechor. What do you do with the Bechor Chamor? So the Pasuk here says, Tifta, you're supposed to redeem it. How do you redeem it? So although the Pasuk doesn't say it here, in different places in the Torah, in fact it's mentioned twice in the Torah, the Gemara is going to dash on why it has to say it twice, you're supposed to take the Chamor and you're supposed to transfer the Kedusha, you're supposed to be paid to the Chamor with a Seh. So you transfer the Kedusha from the Chamor to a Seh is a kosher animal, you take the Seh and that's what you're supposed to give to the Kohen. So you're never supposed to give the Chamor to the Kohen, but rather the Chamor has Kedusha, you transfer the Kedusha from the Chamor onto the Seh, and then you take the Seh and you give it to the Kohen. What if you decide that you don't want to do it? So then the Torah says, Vim loy sifte va'araftoy, and that's already a sugya for another day. But as it relates to today's daf, the Gemara is continuing to discuss, as it did from the beginning of the Masechta, the halacha is of Kedushas Bechor Behema, specifically Kedushas Bechor Behema Temeya, which is only negeya by a Chamar, which is similar in a way to the Bechor Adam, just like the Bechor Adam has Kedusha, but you don't take your firstborn child and give it to a Kohen, so too the Bechor of the Chamar has Kedusha, but you don't take the Chamar and give it to a Kohen. What do you do with it? You paid it with a Seh. Then there's a backup plan. There's a plan B. That's Va'arafta. Either way, the Gemara begins with a Mishnah. Paro sheyolda min chamar. A paro, which is, of course, a kosher animal that gave birth to a child, and the child was a chamar. The chamar sheyolda kemin sus. Or, a chamar gave birth to a child, and the child was a sus. The halach is ptura min ha-bechayra. There's not going to be bechar. Meaning, you're not going to have the kedusha bechar of a chamar. Thus, you won't have the chiyuv to be poided with a seh and take the seh and give it to a kohen. What's the chiddush? The chiddush in the reish, of course, is you have a chamor. Parash sheyoldikim in chamor. You would think you have a chamor, it's a firstborn child. You has kedushas bechor. The teretz is, being that the mother's a para, not on such a chamor do you have the halacha of kedushas bechor. The chiddush in the second case is just the opposite. Chamor sheyoldikim in zus. The mother's a chamar. So if the mother's a chamar, you think the child's a chamar as well. Says the Mishnah, that being that the child came out kemin sus, the halach is, it doesn't have any kedusha. It says, how do you know that? Shenemar petachamar, petachamar, shnei pomin. It says twice in the Torah, the halach of petachamar, and we learn from there, at sheyei hayoylid chamar v'hanoylid chamar. That the only time you have kedusha is bechor is both, it's both the mother and the Bechor itself a chamor. But if one of them is not a chamor, like in the two cases in the Mishnah, then you don't have the halacha of Kedushas Mar. What about with regards to being able to eat those respective children? Meaning the topic of the sugyas that we're learning now are Masechtas Becharis. But the Mishnah does what it often does and digresses. And says, he just mentioned this interesting phenomena. You have a parah sheyaldikim in chamar, and a chamar sheyaldikim in sus. As relates to Bechar, there's no kedushas Bechar. Are you allowed to eat this animal? Says the Mishnah, behemah parah sheyaldikim in behemah tmeya, mutar b'achil. It depends. In the case where the parah gave birth to the chamar, you're allowed to eat it. Being that the mother is a parah, which is a kosher animal, you're allowed to eat the child as well. But tmeya sheyaldikim in behemah tmeya, but in the second case, where the mother was a tameh and the child is the kosher animal, that loch is asa b'achila. So we don't look at the animal itself that you want to eat. Rather, you look at the mother of the animal. The Gemara is going to point out that that's really a chiddush. But the Mishnah says that the reason is shayoytz min atame tame vayoytz min atar atar. This is a rule throughout Hilchas Macholas Asuras. We touched on this when we learned Masechtas Chulin. Anything that comes from a davar tar is tar. Anything that comes from a davar tame is tame. So at the end of the day, the way to know whether this animal is a kosher animal or not kosher animal is not really to look at the animal itself, but rather it's to look at the mother of the animal. Similarly, if you want to know if someone's a yid, what do you do? So it depends on the mother. If the mother's Jewish, the child is Jewish. It's the same concept. If the mother is a tahira, then the child is a tahira. If the mother's a tmeya, the child's going to be a tmeya. So essentially, the Mishnah discussed two categories of halachas as it relates to this interesting creature, the parah sheyaldikim in chamar and the chamar sheyaldikim in sus. Number one, as it relates to bechar. Number two, as it relates to can I eat it or not. As it relates to bechar, the answer is no. As it relates to can I eat it or not, then it depends. If the mother's tahar, I can. If the mother's tameh, I cannot. Either way, the Gemara now is going to discuss both parts of the Mishnah. First half of the daf is going to be the first half of the Mishnah. The second part of the daf is going to be the second half of the Mishnah. So the Gemara, Tanan Hasam, we learned in a Mishnah later in the Masechta, Rachel Sheyolda min Eiz, the Eiz Sheyolda min Rachel, Patamana Bechairah. So the Mishnah over there is also discussing the halachas of Bechairahs, but not the Bechairah of a behemoth Tmeya, such as the Bechairah of a Chamar, but rather the Bechairah of a behemoth Tmeya. Bechairah of a behemoth Tmeya is very straightforward. You take the animal, you give it to a Kayan. The Kayan brings it as a carbon. Bechar is one of the carbonates. You have chatas, oil, shlamim, etc. Bechar. Bechar is a carbon. So the Mishnah discussed a rachel, which is a kosher animal, that gave birth to an eiz, which is also a kosher animal, stating that there's something a little off by virtue of the fact that a rachel gave birth to an eiz and an eiz gave birth to a rachel. So the halacha over there is patam and amachar. It's the same halacha like in our Mishnah. So just like our Mishnah said in the context of Bechar of a chamar, that if the mother and the daughter are not of the same species, the halacha is you don't have kedushas bechar. So too, as it relates to behemah Torah as well. But here the Mishnah is moist of something. If, however, the eiz, which was the offspring of a sheep, looks a little bit like its mother, so miktsa simonim, that would be enough to say that you're going to be chayiv and bechayra. And Rashi says, miktsa simonim shel imay, but the Rishonim point out that even if it's nothing, a finger looks the same, the hand looks the same, the foot looks the same, as long as there's some simon that this isn't a typical eiz, but rather it came from a rachel, so then the halach is you'll already be chayiv in Bechar. Now, our Mishnah didn't say this as it relates to the Bechar of a chamar. The Gemara is going to make the deal. But for now, Zok Yomar B'nan Amili, how do I know this halach? So how do I know that there's no kedushas Bechar if a kosher animal gave birth to another kosher animal, albeit from a different species? Amar Rav Yehuda, so Rav Yehuda said, Rav Yehuda was an Amoira, this is important. Amakra, it's learned out from a pasuk. A pasuk we all know. Ach bechor shore, bechor kesav, bechor eiz, loy sifte, koydeshem, es domam tizrek alam esbech, ves chelbam takter ishal reich nichayich lasham. I say we all know. Truth is, it's a real kachem pasuk. But either way, so the pasuk over here is talking about the bechor of a kosher animal. It says bechor shore, Oy bechar kesef, oy bechar eis. So the Torah mentions three types of kosher animals which have the halacha of bechar. Says Rabbi Yehuda, Adrasha. It says bechar shar, sheyehu shar, bechar shar. Bechar shar, the mother and the bechar itself both have to be a shar. If one of them is off, you're not going to have it. Bechar kesef, we learn from the ish, ehu kesef, bechar kesef. Bechar eish, ehu eiz, bechar eiz. Yochal afilu yesh b'miksas imadim. I would think even if it has miksas imadim, still it's going to be excluded. Talmud Omer, ach. It says in the pasuk, ach is always mima'et, and it's mima'et from the miot. Right? Over here, this miot is being marba. So we're saying that even though the pasuk is being mima'et, if there's something incongruous between the mother and the Bechor, that's a reason that there shouldn't be Kedushas Bechor. But Ach is Mema'et in that Hafka, and Ach says that as long as there's Mikza Simonim, that's enough to be Chayiv. Either way, so you have a Rabbi Yehuda, an Amora, who walks into Beis Medrash and he says, I'm going to tell you a Makar, how you know that if the mother and the Bechor are not of the same min, you don't have Kedushas Bechor. I know it from a whole drasha. Ach Bechor Shor, Bechor Kesav, Bechor Eis, Achiei. Who shar u'b'chayre shar, who kasef u'b'chayre kasef. Frank the Gemara, why did Rabbi Yehuda need a makar? Didn't we have already a makar in our Mishnah? V'atano peter peter kanosev lo. We have already a mefurish makar. And being that we have a mefurish makar, a Mishnah, why does Rabbi Yehuda and Amayra have to give a source for something that's already mefurish in a Mishnah? Now the truth is, you'll say that our Mishnah is discussing the halachas of b'chayre v'chamar. This Mishnah was discussing the halachas of Bechor Behemah Torah. Bechor Behemah Tmeya, Bechor Behemah Torah are very different. But the point is, the Gemara holds not that way. The Gemara feels that once you have a Makar for Bechor Behemah Tmeya, there's no reason that a Bechor Behemah Torah should be any different. So, the Gemara is wise, Rabbi Yehuda and Amar have to make up, he has to come up, be Mechadish, a Makar. Bechor, it's Mefurish already in the Mishnah, Zok the Gemara, Huda Amak Rabbi Yosi Akli. The truth is that Rabbi Yehuda's Makar is not the Makar of the Mishnah, but he has a Tana de Misayeli. This wasn't his own Makar. As an Amora, Rabbi Yehuda would not have to be Mechadash or Makar. He was saying over something that Rabbi Yosi Aglili, the Tana, already said in a Brais. Tana Reis Aglili Oimer, Ach Bechor Shor Achei, Hu Shor Bechor Shor, Shor Bechor Kesev Achei, Hu Kesev, Hu Bechor Kesev. Oy Bechor Reis Achei, Hu Eis, Hu Bechor Reis. Yochal Avil Yesh, Mikta Simonim, Tama Loimer, Ach Olak, Mefurish. Either way, Rabbi Yehuda said verbatim what Rabbi Yosi Aglili said. If that's the case, it comes out then that we have a Mishnah and a Brais that seem to give two different Mekoros to this halacha of if there's a difference between the mother and the Bechor, that you don't have Kedushas Bechor. Our Mishnah said the Makar is Petach Amor Shnei Pomim. The Braisa said that it's learned out from the Pasuk, Ach Bechor Shara, Bechor Kesef, Oy Bechor is. More fundamentally, our Mishnah's Makar is from the halacha of Kedushas Bechor of a Behemah Tmeya, of a Chamar. Rabbi Yosi Aglili's Makar is from Kedushas Bechor of a Behemah Tahira. Says the Gemara, but my komifliki, what's the Hezber in the Machloikis? Why did the Tan of our Mishnah not learn like the Braisa? Why did the Braisa not want to learn like the Tan of the Mishnah? Because there's a fundamental difference between the Bechor Behemah Tahira, Bechor Behemah Tmeya. We keep on saying the difference is what you do with it. Bechor Behemah Tmeya, you're paid it. Bechor Behemah Tmeya, you're not paid it. But it's even deeper than that, from a lumdus kachim perspective. And that is, from the fact that you take the Bechor Behemah Tmeya, you put it on the Mizbeach, that means that the Kedusha that it has is Kedusha Sagof. It's intrinsic Kedusha. From the fact that you don't take the Bechor Bechamar and put it on the Mizbeach, rather what you do is you're Poydet, that's a sign that it doesn't have Kedusha Sagof. If it had Kedusha Zaguf, you'd put it on the Mizbeach. If it had Kedusha Zaguf, you wouldn't even be able to be poyed. You can't be poyed to something that has Kedusha Zaguf. Unless it has a mum, psuli hamikdashim, that's a whole other story. But the fact that you poyed it, that's a sign that it has Kedusha's damim. Its value has Kedusha. But it itself, intrinsically, does not have Kedusha. Says the Gemara, that's the mafteach for the Hezber in why our Tana wanted to learn it from Chamar, and the Tana of the Brais, Rabbi Yosi Aglili, wanted to learn it from Bechor Behemah Torah. The Tana of the Dan Sava Goli Rachman of Kedushas Damer, the Kedushas Zagov, that he held that you can't learn Kedushas Damer from Kedushas Zagov, but you could learn Kedushas Zagov from Kedushas Damer. So we need a Makar by Petach Chamar by Kedushas Damer. So now we know by Behemah Tmeya, which is Kedushas Damer, and I can learn from there Kedushas Zagov as well. Rabbi Yosi Sava, just the opposite. Galer Rachman of Kedushas Zagov for Adim Kedushas Damer. He held fundamentally you can't learn Kedushas Zagov from Kedushas Damer, but you can learn Kedushas Damer from Kedushas Zagov. Vekamer Kedushas Damer, Kedushas Zagov. Zok Tegmar Batanda Didan Hai Bechor Chor Mayavilei. So our Tana has his makar. Rabbi Yosi Aglili has his makar. So the Gemara is going to do what it always does, and that is, what does our Tana do with Rabbi Yosi Aglili's makar, and what does Rabbi Yosi Aglili do with our Tana's makar? So first, the Tana Didon, the Tana of our Mishnah, that learned this halacha from Petach Amar, Petach Amar. He didn't darish in the pasuk, Ach Bechor Shor, Bechor Kesef, Bechor Eis, Loi Sifta. What does he do with that? Why did the Torah have to mention Shor and Kesef and Eis? Zok the Gemara, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef already addressed it in a price. Lama Namar Emurim, Bechor Shor, Emurim, Bechor Kesef, Emurim, Bechor Eis. Why did the Torah have to say that the Emurim of the Shor and the Kesef and the Eis, when it's a Bechor, has to be brought on the Mizbeach? Rabbi Yisrael said, because of Rachmanu b'Bchor Shor, because each one has a unique tchuna that you find in kachim, which would not allow you to learn one from the other. Thus, the Torah had to be very clear and mention, single them out by each one. Why? Had the Torah mentioned the halacha of aktaras emurim by bechor shor, I would have thought shekenes rabbi minasachim. Right, the bigger the animal, the more nesachim. So shor is the biggest animal in the animal kingdom as it relates to a carbon, and as a result, it has the most nesachim. So you would think you can learn a kesef or an aes from a shor, because maybe a shor has haktara by a bechor, because you see a ribuy in haktara by the emurim. As it relates to everything else, maybe not. Kesef, had the Torah only said kesef, I would say kesef is also unique. Shekinah sirabah ba'alya. The alya, the tail of the kesef goes on the mizbeach, as opposed to the other animals. Be'ez, had the Torah mentioned aes, shekinah sirabah etzal v'etz kechavim biyachet. I would say you find an aes is a goat, and the halach is a, if somebody does avodah zarah b'shoigeg, so he had to bring a seira, a female goat. So ordinarily, if somebody has to bring a carbon chatas, he has a choice. He can bring either a sheep or a goat, it has to be in a keva, but either a kispa or a seira. If it's avodah zarah, you don't have the choice anymore. It has to be a seira. So you see a riboy in aktara by a goat. How so? If somebody does avodah zarah b'shoigeg, he has no choice but to bring a goat. As a result, you can't learn one from the other. That's why Torah has to mention. So Gemara chadam chadali asi teisi chadam itarti. Why can't I learn one from two with a tzad hashava? B'hai loy lichtiv zok Gemara. How do you want to build the tzad hashava? Loy lichtiv rachmana b'shar. Maybe it shouldn't say shar. V'teisi mihanach. I'll learn shar from kesev and eis. What are you going to tell me? Malo kesev alya is techir. Malo eis avodah kechavim shar techir. The Gemara says it doesn't work. You know why? Because malo hanach shkenes rabbi eis b'sachem. They both have something in common. The carbon pesach and yonah diyamim had to be either a kesef or an ace. So the bottom line is, you see a ribuy of kesef and ace over shor. You couldn't bring a shor as a carbon pesach. So thus, you'd never be able to learn out shor from those two. That doesn't work. Loy lichta be kesef teisim yaharachi. That's me kasha. Let it not say by kesef, and I'll learn kesef from shor and ace. But the Gemara says, ma lahanach shkenis rabbi etzal v'etz kechavim b'tzibur. You find that a shor and an ace were brought if the tzibur, not a yachid, if the tzibur did avodah zarah b'shoigeg. So we know that if roiv of Klal Yisrael, roiv of the tzibur, this is Masechtas Hayiras, does an avera b'shoigeg, b'shigeges hayra, al pi bezin, it's a bezin paskin, they made a terrible mistake, roiv of Klal Yisrael acted upon it. So what, you have to bring a carbon chatas? It was known as the paralam davash al tzibur. If, however, the avera that Klal Yisrael did was the avera of avodah zarah, then you had to bring two karbanas. You had to bring a paralam oila and a sa'ir l'chatas. The point is, what were the karbanas? Par, that's shar, and sa'ir, that's goats. So you see that there's a ribuy in par and sa'ir over kesef. So you'd never be able to learn kesef from them. Let it not say ez v'teisi mihanach, that's the last choice. You can't learn ez from kesef and shar, because they both have a ribuy in the sense that they both have either the Alya, or they have all the Nesachim. Bottom line is, Hilkach Zok the Gemara, Tzrichi, that's why our Tana held, there's nothing extra in that Pasuk. Ach Bechor Shor, Ay Bechor Kesev, Ay Bechor Ez, Shor Kesev Ez, Rabbi Yosef, Lili, you're saying, what's extra? If the Torah would tell me Bechor by one or two, I would never know the third. Torah had to mention Mefurish, that you have the mitzvah Bechor by all three animals, thus nothing's extra. Nothing's extra. So the only makar that we have is Petach Amar, Petach Amar. Don't ask me what I do with that drasha. I need it for Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina. Zok Tigmar, Rabbi Yosef, Lili. Rabbi Yosef, Lili knew this. He knew Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, but he held him. Kein lichtev kra, ach bechor shor kesev ez. Bechor, bechor, lamali. Rabbi Yosef Lili wasn't coming from why the Torah mentioned Shar and Eiz and Kesef. Rabbi Yosef Lili knew all these cheshbonos. He knew Kachim. He knew the Alya and the Paral and Davash al Tzibur and the Parvis Soyer when it comes to Avodah Zarah. He knew why the Torah had to mention that you have Kedushas Bechar by a Shar and a Kesef and an Eiz. He was bothered with something else. He was bothered. Why did the Torah have to mention the word Bechar three times? Ach Bechar Shar. Oy Bechar Kesef. Oy Bechar Eiz. Hello, Lav, Shmamina. Rabbi Yosef Lili felt that that's the drasha. Anshei, who shar u'b'chayre shar? Who kasef u'b'chayre kasef? The emphasis is not on why the Torah mentioned shar, kasef, or ez. That Rabbi Yosef B'chanin already explained. The emphasis on why the Torah had to mention the word b'char three times. Zok the Gemara. Okay, now in the reverse. Rabbi Yosef Aglili, hi, Petach Amar, Petach Amar, my Yovet. What does he do with Petach Amar? What does he do with the makar that the Tan of our Mishnah said? Mipoy lelike de Tanya. Rabbi Yosef Aglili, yoy, b'tech shenem ha'ach padei sifte es b'char ha'adam. Ves b'char ha'behemet me'a tifte. That was the pasuk that we began with. The pasuk of Parshas Korach that mentioned the Chaf Dalid Matnei Skuhuna, and it mentions Bechor, of course, as one of the Chaf Dalid Matnei Skuhuna. So Shemei Ani, I would think from that Pasuk, Afilu Pitre Susa Mugmalim, right? The Pasuk says, Ach Padei Sefte, Es Bechor HaAdam, Ves Bechor HaBehema Tmei Otifte. doesn't say only a chamar. It sounds like every behemah tameya. Right? The pasuk's very misleading. It sounds like from the pasuk, every bechar behemah tahira goes to the kohen. Every bechar behemah tameya, you have to be poida, and whatever you poida with, that's what you're supposed to give to the kohen. Says the gemara, talmud loymar petach chamar marti lucha v'loy pitrei susam gmalim. That's why the Torah, Parshas Boy, and other places, the Torah mentions clearly that it's only the chamar. Because from this pasuk in Parshas Korach, you would think that's Bechara Behemat Meir Tifta, or Bechorois of the Behemat Meir. That's why the Torah wrote elsewhere, Dafka Petach Hamar. Okay, the Brisa continues. Vadayin, Ani Yom Bepitri Chamar Beseh, Pitri Susik Ma Bechol Dabar. Maybe when the Torah mentions Kaddish Li Kol Bechar with regards to the Petach Hamar, so it's true. The Pasuk there says, Vechol Petach Hamar Tifta Beseh. Maybe the way you reconcile the Psukim is as it relates to a Petach Hamar Tifta Beseh, as it relates to the Bechar of a different type of Behemet Tumeya, I don't know, maybe you'd be pointed in some other way. From the fact that the Torah mentions somewhere else Petach Hamar is not necessarily proof that only Petach Hamar has Kedushas Bechar. Maybe Peter of all non-kosher animals, Susim, Gemalim, maybe they all have this halacha. The reason the Torah mentioned Petach Hamar somewhere else is because Petach Hamar is unique, not that it's the only animal that's not kosher that has Kedushas Bechar, but it's the only animal that's not kosher that has Kedushas Bechar where the Torah says Tifta Beseh. Maybe that's what's unique about it. But just because the Torah mentioned somewhere else Tifta Beseh, that doesn't mean that all other non-kosher animals don't have Kedushas Bechar. Adarav, the pasuk of Parshas Korach seems to be saying that they do. The Torah says very clearly, "Ves Bechar Habehemah Tmeya Tifta." It would be just as easy for the Torah to say Chamar. It says Behemah Tmeya. It sounds very inclusive. Talmud Loimar. So the Brisa continues, and the Brisa says that's why the Torah had to say a second time, Petach Chamar Shtei Pamim Atzveitimo. Oh, Pitri Chamar Remarti Lecha V'Loi Pitri Susim Ug Malim. So Rabbi Yisak Lili says, you want to know what I do with this pasuk? Why I have the pasuk that teaches me this halacha, I need this pasuk to tell me that it's dafka a chamar and not any other non-kosher animal. Why would you think a non-kosher animal? It doesn't it always say petach chamar? No. There's a pasuk in Parshas Korach that says very clearly, as a bechor habehema tmeya tifta. So you would have thought it's not. Oh, the Torah needs to tell me twice, petach chamar, so you'll know 100% that it's only the chamar, it's not any other animal. So Rabbi Chai asked, I still don't think we know it 100%. Meaning Rabbi Yosef Aglili, you made a nice cheshbon. You said the Torah had to say petach chamar tzveimol, so that I'll know that it's not, that it's only the chamar. But based on your logic, I think even after the Torah says petach chamar twice, I still don't know for sure why. Because it's Gatz Rachman Achad, because if had the Torah only said it one time, Havamina, I would have thought, Davash Hoye Bechlal, V'yatzman Achlal Olamid, Loy Lolamid Alatzma Yatza, El Olamid Alaklal Kula Yatza. So this is of Rabbi Shmuel Oymer fame. This is one of the Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah addresses them, which is that a Davash Hoye Bechlal, V'yatzman Achlal Olamid, Loy Lolamid Alatzma Yatza, El Olamid Alaklal Kula Yatza. So this is very similar to a Klalu Prat, but it's the antithesis of a klal uprat. What's a klal uprat? Klal uprat, if the Torah says something generally, and then the Torah mentions a prat, ein bechlal elamashe beprat. This is the opposite. This is davash hoya bechlal v'yotzim in klal. It's a klal uprat. Loi lelamid ala atzma yotza, ela lelamid ala klal kula yotza. But the truth is that the difference between a klal uprat and a davash hoya bechlal is it depends on the proximity of the two psukim. When they're right next to each other, then we darshan klal uprat. When they're far from each other, then we dash in davash hoye bechlal. But the bottom line is that Rabbi Chai asked the kasha that maybe the reason the Torah had to mention petach chamar twice is because had to mention petach chamar once, I would have thought that all non-kosher animals have the halacha of tifta beseh. It says it by chamar. The chamar is a davash hoye bechlal. It was in the klal of behemah tmeya. V'yatza min achlal loy lelamid al atzmi yatza el lamid al klal kula yatza loylam beseh. And that's why the Torah said Rabbi Chai maybe needed to write kasher achmar petach second time to teach me pitcher chamoy over like pitcher susim gmalim. But if that's the case, that I need this two mentions to tell me that the parsha of petach chamar is dafka for the chamar, it's not for other non-kosher animals, then the aim of matinu miseh, ulaylam bechaldav, meaning maybe the miut then is only on the specifics of the parsha of petach chamar, which is tifte beseh, tifte verafta, but as it relates to the ikur din, that this kedushas bechar by other kosher animals, maybe there is kedushas bechar by other non-kosher animals. If that's the case, meaning if Rabbi Yosef Aglili is a little insecure, how do we know
that the only time you have kedusha bechor by behemet tmeis mechamar. Maybe it's true by all non-kosher animals. Why would you think that? Parshas koyrach v'chol behemet tmeifta. So you tell me petachamar is not going to answer that, because Frek Rabachoy, I feel that even with two petachamars, I could still rationalize that really the pasuk in Parshas koyrach that says bechor behemet tmeis tifta is true for all non-kosher animals. Either Torah said it twice, because if not, you would have thought davashoy bechlal, whatever, a whole shtickel Torah. But the bottom line is Rabachoy asked that if Rabbi Yosef Glila was really worried, and he felt that we need petachamar twice, so that you shouldn't make the mistake and think that you don't have kedushas bechor by other non-kosher animals like Zuzak Malam, I don't think you did the job. But the Gemara comes back, and the Gemara immediately deflects his kasha. In kain lichta brachmar petachamar tifta b'seh, the chamar tifta b'seh, petachamar tifta b'seh, petachamar tifta b'seh. Lomeli. Basically, you felt no. That at the end of the day, from the fact that the Torah said petachamar twice, didn't just say tifta beset twice, it said petachamar twice, so that's already to make it clear. That you don't have the halacha of kedushas bachar by any other behemoth tmei besides for a chamar. So at the end of the day, Rabbi Yisak really needs petachamar to teach me that it's dafka a chamar, it's not any other non kosher animal. He doesn't have petachamar to teach me the halacha of our Mishnah. He learned it from the parsha of bachar behemoth. How does our Tana know that there's no susim ugmalim, that only chamar as a behemoth tmei has kedushas bechor, but any other non-kosher animal doesn't? Rabbi Yisak learned it from petachamar. Our Tana used petachamar to teach me the halacha of bechor of a parah that gave birth to a chamar. Amra papa, kol michnacha tizacher. One of the psukim that talk about petachamar says kol peter rechemli v'chol michnacha tizacher. Peter shor v'seh u petachamar tifta v'seh. Kol michnecha tizachar kla. Shor v'seh v'chamar prat. Kla lu prat. Dein b'chla lal masha v'prat. Shor v'seh v'chamar in. Midi achrini lo. He learns it from a klal prat. He's like, Lili, why don't you have the klal prat? So, Gemara, Peter hifseke inyek. Because the pasuk says, again, kol peter recham li v'chol michnecha tizachar. That's the klal. Then it says, Peter shor v'seh u peter chamar tifta v'seh. So the word peter that it says before chamar is a hefsek between the word chamar and the klal of a chol miknecha tizachar. Thus, you can't relate the two to each other. It's not a klal or prat. He needs a different makar for this halacha. V'rabbanon. The Rabbanon don't think that the word peter is a hefsek. Uvav hadar arvikra. Had it said peter, yeah. U peter, vav is always moisef alin rishon. It's always a machaber. So vav puts it back and it unites it with the klal of kol miknecha tizachar. Rabbi Yisak Lili leidichav leivav aloi petra. Basically, he felt that if the vav was coming to put it together, then don't write the word and don't have the vav, and then you'll have a regular klal or prat. So obviously, the vav's not putting it together. Rabbanan felt not that way. Rabbanan felt no, that we need the klal or prat, and the Torah wanted to have the vav, but at the same time, why? Because I did the hak dushas dama, hak dushas agov, pasuk lu v'hadar arav lu. We wanted it together as a klal or prat, but we also wanted it separate. You want it together, so it should be a klal prat, to learn the halacha only chamar, not susim gmal. Why do you want it separate? Because fundamentally, it's very different than the halacha of the bechor behemet tamira. Because bechor behemet tamira, like we said, has kedushas aguf. Bechor behemet tamira only has kedushas damim. Bechor behemet tamira, you give it to the kohen, it goes on the mizbech. The bechor behemet tamira, you have to be paided. So when the Torah mentioned peter shor v'seh u peter chamar in the same breath, Torah wanted a hafsik. What was the hafsik? The word peter. Peter shor v'seh, that's one thing. U peter chamar is another thing. But at the same time, we want the word peter chamar to go back on the klal v'chol miknecha tizachar. So we added above. Either way, according to Rabbi Yisak Lili, how do you know it's only chamar? Petachamar twice. According to the Chachamim, how do you know that it's only chamar? You learn from a klal uprat. Kol petar rechem li v'chol miknecha tizachar klal. Then it says petar shor v'seh upetachamar tifta b'seh. Upetachamar is a prat. Klal uprat im b'chlal elo ma shebe prat. Either way, so the Gemara had two mekayres. How it is we know that if Para, for example, gives birth to a chamar, or a chamar gives birth to a sus. That was our Mishnah. The Tanan Hasam, the other Mishnah, is a rachel that gives birth to an eiz, or an eiz gives birth to a rachel. In all these cases, the halacha is patam and abachayra. Why you patam and abachayra? So our Tana said the makar is petachamar. Shnei pamim to learn achiyeh yoylet chamar, vanoylet chamar. And even though that's a makar by kedushas damim, we learn kedushas aguf from kedushas damim. even though fundamentally they're very different. Doesn't matter. We learn one from the other. According to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, which was also the Amir Rabbi Yehuda, right in the beginning of the sugya, he learns it from the pasuk that says, "Ach bechor shor, I bechor kesef, I bechor reis." Why do you have to say bechor shor, bechor kesef, bechor reis? I understand why he says shor kesef reis. That's what all the cheshbonos of kachem. But as it relates to bechor, 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 we learn from there actually. Kesef u bechayre kesef, eiz u bechayre eiz, etc., etc. That's only bechayre behemet Torah. How do you know bechayre behemet Tmeya? Aren't they fundamentally different? Isn't one kedushas dama, one kedushas agof? You learn bechayre behemet Tmeya from bechayre behemet Torah. Either way, so the Gemara is going to ask more shaylos on this note. Ibayulu parish yolda kemin chamor v'yesh b'miksasim manu ma'al. So we said there was one difference between our Mishnah and the Tanan Hasa. Our Mishnah discussed where the mother and the child are different in the context of Behemet Tmeya. The Tanan Hasam discussed in the context of Behemet Taira. The Mishnah over there added one Nakuda. What did it say? V'myesh by mikta simonim chayev. If the child has mikta simonim, it's a little bit like the mother, even though it's fundamentally different. But mikta simonim, that's already enough to be chayev. Our Mishnah didn't say it. So what's that loch as it relates to our Mishnah? That's the first Yibay in the Gemara. Yibay lupar shi'aldekim in chamar v'yesh by mikta simonim ma'u. Eish yaldim in rochav roch shi'aldim in eiz. Maybe the Mishnah over there said it. Yesh mikta simonim chayev es b'chari dahar tahir v'atahir. Because they're both tahar. V'akdushas agov v'akdushas agov. It's just different types. One is a A's and one is a this. But at the end of the day, they're both Shorei Kesef A's. They're just different. So maybe over there, if there's mixed this money, you can be chayav. But hach over here, the hot mei, the hot ha'ira, hot kedushas agafu, hot kedushas damim. Look, what was the case of our Mishnah? Where a para, which is a ta'ira, gave birth to a chamar, which is a tmeya. Where a chamar, which at the very least has kedushas b'char be'emet tmeya, gave birth to a sus. But the point is that as it relates to the resh of the Mishnah, where a para gave birth to a chamar, being that one's tar, one's tame, one is subject to the laws of kedushas damim diga b'char, the other one is kedushas agof. Maybe over there it's going to be different. Oydom akim didi v'bnei mikdash b'char kodesh. At the end of the day, they're both shaykh to b'char. Intim slami kim didi v'bnei mikdash b'char kodesh. If you're going to tell me that as it relates to the resh of the Mishnah, where a para gave birth to a chamar, that loch is that if there's mikza simonim, there's going to be a chiyuv b'char. Why? Because at the end of the day, they're both subject to the halachas of b'char. What about the next case in the Mishnah? What was the safe of the Mishnah? Chamar shi'al to come in susmau. Hocha vadai loiv bas mikdash b'bchayroho. Oidom akivin them in tmeyo. Now here, one is a chamar and a sus. I mean, you think they're pretty interchangeable, all things considered. But they're not. When you learn the sugis of b'char, a chamar has yichas that a sus doesn't have. A chamar is subject to kedusha, whereas the sus doesn't have it. So maybe miksa simanim is in this case is not enough. I don't know. Maybe at the end of the day they're similar. So mintmeyu kadosh. Imtim slami kivin mintmeyu kadosh. If you're gonna tell me that there's miksa simanim, that's enough. So a chamar gives birth to a min sus. If the third has some simunim of an aizel, that's enough that you're going to have kedushas b'char. Okay, what about parashi al dekimin sus? What if a para gave birth to a horse, mau? What's the halacha? Ha, dacha over here, vadei ha tair vatmei. Yeah, they're very, very different. Ha bas mikdash b'b'char, ha balayz mikdash meya. Oh, you do musimana milsi. Or maybe not. Maybe even over here, even though one's a para, one's a sus, they're so different. Why are they so different? One is tahar, one is tameh. So over here, you would think, for sure, one has shaykhis to bechar, the other doesn't have shaykhis to bechar. With the chamar and the sus, one had shaykhis to bechar, one didn't have shaykhis to bechar. But they were both tameh, at least. In this intim tzolaymer, one is tahar, one is tameh. So as a result, they have two differences. So they're very, very different. Or maybe no, simonim we'll see. As long as there's simonim, that's going to be enough. So the gemara tashma, I'll bring you a raya from a braisa. Behema tahira, sheyolda min behema tameya. What's the halacha? Ptura min abechayra. Im yesh by mikta simanim, chayeves be bechayra. My love says the Gemara, filo parashi alderman sauce. It says behemoth tmer that gave birth to behemoth tmeya. Doesn't it sound like any behemoth tira to any behemoth tmeya? Even if the behemoth tmeya was a sauce. So you see clearly, even a parashi alderman sauce, yesh by mikta simanim is going to be chayev. Mara says, loy parashi alderman chamar. You can prove from here, Rashi says, the first dibaya, which is parash yaldekim in chamar, im yesh ba mikzis imanim chayeves b'pchayr. Rashi points that out right away. Even though we're saying loy, we are being paish at one shayla from here. We're clearly being paish at the first shayla. But as it relates to the second shayla, that you can't. We thought maybe be'emet tmeya means even a sus. That's not muchach. Maybe sus it doesn't mean. Tashma, bring you right from this price. A parash yaldekim in chamar, v'chamar yaldekim in sus. Pirur menam achayra, im yesh ba mikzis imanim chayeves b'pchayr. So this price mentioned both the parash yaldekim in chamar. That was the resh of our Mishnah. And the chamar sheyolda Kimin Sos, which was the Sefer of our Mishnah. And it says, Mefurish, and Yesh by Mixes Simonim, Chayavas Bebchayr. So you can be Pesha two Shailas, you can be Pesha the Resha and the Sefer. My Lava Travayu, isn't that last line in Yesh by Mixes Simonim going back on both parts of the Braisa? If that's the case, you see both halachas of our Mishnah, which are mentioned Mefurish here in this Braisa, have the halacha of Yesh by Mixes Simonim, where it says, Loi, a Parisha Yoda, Kimin Chamar. It's really going back only on Parisha Lichamar, it's going back in the first part of the Mishnah. You're right, you could be Pesha the first Shiloh, we already punched it from the previous Braisa. But the point is, not necessarily the second. Says the Gemara, if Imyesh Pabiksa Simonim is not going back on the second part of the Mishnah, then why did the Mishnah even mention it? Why do we have it? Leptura? To tell me that there's no Bechar Pshita? Why? I know it from the Resh. Hashtem. Ma parish yodim in chamor. The idi v'idi bnei mikdash b'bchayru ninu armich em yesh b'mik simonim in loy loy. Madach the Resha with the parah gave birth to the chamor. Where, as different as they are, but at the same time, there's some similarity. What's the similarity? Par has Kedushas Bechar, and a Chamar has Kedushas Bechar. Very different Kedushas Bechars, but at the end of the day, both have Kedushas Bechar. Still, you're telling me that the halacha is that Im Yesh Bo Mixes Simonim in. But what we need is Eloi Loi, that if there's no Mixes Simonim, there's no Kedushas Bechar. Chamar Shei Yodim in Sus Mibaya. Meaning, what's the kasha? Bishloima, if the line of Im Yesh Bo Mixes Simonim Chayavas Bechar is going under Resha and the Seifa. So the reason we mention the Seifa is for that Nakuda, because you would think that Yesh Bo Mixes Simonim Chayavas Bechar is only true for the Resha, Kamashmalan, that it's true even for the Seifa. But if you're telling me that really that's not going on the Seifa, so why would we mention the Seifa? To tell me that where there's no Mixes Simonim, you're Pater Menah Bechar? It's for sure. Madach, a Parash Yaldikim in Chamar that has no Mixes Simonim is Pater Menah Bechar. Certainly, Chamar Shealdikim in Sus is Pater Menah Chamar. The Gemara says it's not true. There's actually a very big Chiddush in the Seifa. It's Derech. You know what the Chiddush is? Sol Gadai Techamino, I would have thought, Hasam, who the Yeshla Karnayim, Vaha in La Karnayim. Ha Parasa Yisrael Stukois, Vaha Parasa Yisrael Klutois. The Para and the Chamar have something in common. What they have in common is they're both subject to Kedushas Bechar. But let's be honest, that commonality is only relevant when you're learning Masechtas Bechairis. If you ask a man on the street, what two animals are more in common? The cow and the donkey, or the donkey and the horse? Of course, the donkey and the horse have a lot more in common. As a result, it's true as it relates to Kedushas Bechar. Par and Chamar are more similar. But in the Velt, the Chamar and the Sus are more similar. So you want to know why the Mishnah had to tell me that if a Chamar gives birth to a Sus, the halacha there's no Kedushas Bechar? Because you would have thought that maybe they're one. Aval halacha, the idi v'idi, ein lo karnayim, they both don't have karnayim. Idi v'idi, par se se, klutois, ein me Chamar adim ba'alma. Maybe the way you look at this Chamar, you look at the Sus, it's like a type of Chamar. What's that?
Is the Gemara saying that inherently has similar simonim?
Right. It sounds like that's what the Gemara is saying. Idi v'idi ein l'karnayim, idi v'idi parsei se'a klutais. So therefore, that's so similar, I would have thought that maybe it even has Kedushas Bechar. Kamash Malad, I need the Mishnah to tell me that there's no Kedushas Bechar. In fact, once the Mishnah, or the Braisa in this case, tells me that there's no Kedushas Bechar, if a chamar gives birth to a sus, at the end of the day, as it relates to the halacha of a miyesh bas simonim chayiv, that will be true for the Tanan Hasam. Again, what was the Tanan Hasam where the A's gave birth to a sheep and vice versa? It'll be true for the Resha of our Mishnah where the Par gave birth to a Chamar, but as it relates to a Chamar giving birth to a Sus, then you don't have the halacha that in Yesh by Mikta Simonim, you're going to be Chayiv. Excel. Either way, that concludes the first part of the Daf. Now the second part of the Daf. Talk to Mishnah. Umahim Bachilo. So Mishnah said, what's the halacha as it relates to the Macholois Asurois component of this breed? So you have this para that gave birth to a chamar gave birth to a sus. You want to know, can I eat the animal or can I not eat the animal? So what's the halacha? So you would think, is the animal a kosher animal? A chamar is not a kosher animal. You can't eat it. A para is a kosher animal. You could eat it. The answer is no. It's not the way you look at it. The Mishnah says you don't look at the offspring, you don't look at the animal itself that you want to shecht right now. You look at the mother. Hayoytz mena tahar, tahar, and hayoytz mena tamei, tamei. Zok to Gemara. Lomeli the Mishnah sha yoytze. Mishnah gave a whole nice reason. Sha yoytz mena tahar, tahar. Ven hayoytz mena tamei, tamei. What do I need it for? Meaning, why can't you just tell me the halacha? So the Gemara says, you know why? Very geshmaka answer. Simari ba'almahu, the Mishnah actually felt it had to give us a mnemonic, like a good way to remember this halacha. Deloy tachlif lach. So usually the Mishnah doesn't do that. Usually the Mishnah tells you halacha, he assumes you're going to chazer, and do what you have to do, and you're going to remember it. I don't know, that's your responsibility to remember it. But, you know, we tell you the halacha, and you figure out what to do with the halacha.
The Mishnah over here went out of its way, shaloi kedarkoi, to give me a way of remembering the halacha, because the Mishnah knew that it's very, very likely that you're going to forget. Because the halacha of the Mishnah is really counterintuitive. The loy tema, because really, it'd be very easy to think, zil basri didei, v'hai tar ma'alyu, v'hai tami ma'alyu. Kamash malon el zil basri ime. And that's why the Mishnah had to tell me that don't forget this halacha. Don't think, look at the animal, which would seem to be a very common sense way to look at it. It's not what you do. What you do is you look at the mother. And the Yoytzim and Atame, Tame, Yoytzim and Atar, Tame, and the Mishnah went out of its way to tell me that that's the way you do it, being that the Tana, the Mishnah, knew that it's counterintuitive. It's very likely that a person would make this mistake. Zok the Gemara, L'maisa, Minani Mili. How do you know this halach? How do you know Yoytzim and Atar, Tame, Yoytzim and Atame, Tame? And this Gemara is going to really segue into tomorrow's daf, and it's an absolute classic Gemara. It's from the Yesoides thing of Gemaras. It's Gemaras that we've touched upon several times, most recently in Masech Teschulin, but you know, as today's day, daf is hashtag no raid, so we'll do what we do. But Zokta Gemara, how do I know this halacha? That a Yoytz Men Atar, Tar, and a Yoytz Men Atar, Tome, Tana Rabbanu, we're going to the Braisa, Achaz Eloi Toichu Mimali Argeiro, Umi Mafrisei Parsa. So we know that in order for an animal to be kosher, it has to have two simanim. It has to be Malageiro, has to chew its cud, Umi Mafrisei Parsa, it has to have split hooves. The Torah says that any animal that is not mafris parsa maligera, you're not allowed to eat. And then the Torah mentions four animals that have one of the two simanim. And the Torah says, being that they only have one of the two simanim, they don't have both of the simanim, the halacha is, they are tame. What are those animals? The gomel, the camel, the shafan, the arnefes, and the chazir. So the Torah says that those animals, achazeloi toichel mimalagir mafrisei parsa, the Torah mentions those four animals. Why? Because even though they have one of the simanim, they don't have both of the simanim. It's interesting that the Torah actually never says you're not allowed to eat an animal that doesn't have any non-kosher simanim. It's michlal lavat hashemeyahein, but the Torah never says it beforeish. But the Torah says, achazeloi toichlu, you're not allowed to eat an animal that has only one of the two simanim. And the Rambam in Hilchas Macholos Asuris says that kal v'chomer, madach, if you have one simen, kal v'chomer, if you have two simanim, ayin oichim and adin, v'advorim atikim, we spoke out a lot of read on this in Masech Teschulin. But either way, for now, so the Pasuk says, achazeloi toichlu, ma'ager, ma'frisei paraso, and the Gemara makes an interesting drasha. Meaning, poshit, if you look at the Pasuk, if you bring Mavasedra, the Torah says that even though these four animals that we're about to mention have one of the two simanim. They don't both. They're not maligera and mafrisei parsa. Achazeloi toichlu mimaliagera. From the family of maligeras and mafrisei parsas, there's four animals in Aladi. You know why? Because those four don't have both. They only have one of them. But the Gemara dashes, it sounds a little like the Torah saying that yesh lachashu maligera umafris parsa fiata oichloi. It sounds like that even if it has both, you can't eat it. No such thing. If it has both, you are allowed to eat it. Talk to Gemara, gishmak. Now, is possible? It's a good trivia question. How's it possible for an animal to be mafris parsa and to be maligera so you're not going to be able to eat it? If its mother is a non kosher animal, because the yaitzim and not. Tome. Zokti Gemara, how do you know? Oye, Nelo, Tome, Anoil, Minatar. Maybe the way he's supposed to read it is a little bit differently. Really, Tome, Anoil, Minatar is really okay. Or maybe if I care, a tar and noilim and atami is okay. But what the pasuk is coming to be mimai, this is just the opposite. Atami shnoilim and atar. Umai mi mali agir mafrisei parasa. How do you read the pasuk? Hachi kamar dover haba mi mali agiru. Umi mafrisei parasa lo isoicha. Emphasis on the mem. Maybe that's what the Torah is saying. Achazeloi toichlu. You know what you're not allowed to eat? An animal that comes mi male hagera umi mafrisei haparsa. So it's coming to say just the opposite, that even though it came from a kosher animal, but if it itself is not kosher, you can't eat it. Meaning, even though it's mi male hagera mafrisei parsa, just the opposite. Tell me that kol hayoytzim min hatahar, if it itself doesn't have the simanim, is going to be tamei. Zok Gemara, Talmud loymar. You're right. Therefore, we have to come to a different drasha. It says gomel tamehu, and we learn from there as a gomel. That's one of the examples of an animal that has one of the simanim. So it says it's a gomel ki maligeruhu uparsa enenu mafris tamehu lochem. So we learn from here hu tame the ain tame anoilid benatar tame elatar. Meaning this gomel. What's the point? The point is this gomel that is a real gomel. He's a gomel with the simanim that it has and the simanim that it doesn't have. That's the one that's tame. However, if you have a gomel that was noilid menat parah, that type of gomel is going to be tar. Why? because thing that its mother's tar, it's a yoytze min atar. It's not. Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon argues. Reb Shimon, we had this in several times in Masechta Schulin, and he says gamol kamol shtei pamim. It says twice in the Torah the word gamol, and we learn from there just the opposite. Echad gamol anoyled min agmala, vechad gamol anoyled min apara. Meaning Reb Shimon holds that if you have a gamol that was noyled min apara, even though kolay yoytze min atar, we're saying now is tar. But that's not halacha. No, a gomel that's noilam and a gmala, or a gomel that's noilam and a para, is going to be Rabbanon says the Gemara, hi, gomel, gomel, yof. Shimon Darshan's the extra word gomel. The Rabbanon don't, obviously. What do they do with gomel? Gomel, chad lesser atzmoy, v'chad lesser chalavoy. Want to tell me that you're not allowed to eat the gomel itself, and want to tell me that you're not allowed to eat or drink the milk that comes from a chalav. Says the Gemara, Reb Shimon, lesser chalavoy minale. How does Reb Shimon know that you're not allowed to eat, drink the chalav of a gomel? Nafgalei me es hagomel. The word es hagomel, that teaches me this halacha, that you're not allowed to eat the chalav that comes from a rabbanon. Esim loy darshin, rabbanon din darshin esim. Kid tanyos unum din abraisa, shimin am suni, hoye doyresh kol es vesh abatayra. Kivish gilas shemat kechatir, pir shimin am suni used the darshin every time it said in the Torah the word S. He would darshan the word S. Then he came to Hashem alakachatira pirish. He was pirish. What's the oimik? The oimik is that Shimon Amsuni felt that the word S is l'rabbi something that's tuffle to it. So you have the thing itself. Bereshis bar lekim S hashemayim vesaris. So shemayim, and then you have S shemayim. That's a dover that's tuffle to shemayim. S aritz, and then you have something that's tuffle to the aritz. So Shimon Amsuni felt that the word S is always l'rabbi something that's tuffle to it. Then he came to Hashem alakachatira, and he said, there's nothing that's tuffle to Hashem. So what are you going to be marba? Not only are you supposed to have year of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but even what? So when he came to Es Hashem alakachatira pirish, he said, I realized I made a mistake. See, he was doyrish called Esen Shabbatayra, but at the same time, he had the self-confidence to walk away from a lifelong mission. And he said that I obviously made a mistake, and if I made a mistake, I made a mistake. Amr le Talmidav. So his Talmidim told him, Rebbe, call Esen Shadarashto Mateele. What are you going to do with all the essence that you're darshan? All the shtiklich Torah, all the shiurim, all the pilpul, all the svarim, all the manduras. What's going to be with all that? Amr lehem, he said, Kishem Shukibati Schara la Drisha, Kach Mekabel Schara la Prisha, Achib, or Rebbe Akiva. This was all until Rabbi Akiva came. Then Rabbi Akiva came, believe me, he taught as Hashem alekecha tira l'rabbis talmidei chachamim. But either way, you see, it's a shaila whether we darshan S or we don't darshan S. I mean that it's a shaila if we do darshan S or if we don't darshan S. That's for that reason the chachamim obviously don't darshan S. They held like Shimon Amsuni, thus you don't darshan S. Amalei Rab Acha Brei the Rav the Rav Ashi Elamiyato Tami the Rabbanon Mi Gomol. Gom el meyata tamid rabbana mi gomel gomel v'rab shimin me esa gomel holaf achi. But if not for these drashas, have I made a chalav behemah tamei shari? I would have thought that the chalav behemah tamei is mutter. Maishol mehod etanya. Why would even be such a have a mina? We need drashas here in the context of this shakla v'taya to teach me that the chalav of a gomel is. Why would you think it's okay? Why is it different than the following brisa? It says with regards to the shrotzim ela hatmeim, and we learn from the word tamei lesser tziron. The tzir of the shrotzim, the roitvan, the kippah shalahem of perikidanosh and kolabosa fame, right? The rotev and I feel like a landsman and the kippah. So to tell me that these, but once I know that those things are aser, so why would you think that the chalav of a gomel is any different than the rotev of a sheretz? Good kasha. So the Gemara Itzrich, I'll tell you why. So g'dayt chamina. I would have thought hayol the behemah toyer nami chedeshu. Really, the whole concept of cholov is really a very big chiddush. Even the cholov of behemah tahira is a very big chiddush. Why? The amamar dam nechar v'nasa cholov. Now this amamar is masach des nida. The context is that a woman while she's nursing a baby doesn't have dam nida, and the Gemara has a discussion why. One man d'amar says because the dam nida is gufa what turns into the cholov. Dam nechar v'nasa cholov. V'kivon the chiddush. If that's the case, shtel sich the shaila. How you ever let her drink cholov? Cholov is dam. Dam is chayvei krisus. That's one of the worst things a yid can do is to eat dam. So if all cholov has a sheiches to dam, then it's really a chiddush. And being that that's the case, and still the Torah says you're allowed to drink milk. So maybe tamei nami lishri. I would think maybe you're allowed to eat non-kosher milk as well. Kamash malon. But the Gemara says, "Hon, yichalamando amen dam nechav nasachol." That's all good according to the Madama. That says that's why, in fact, a woman that's nursing doesn't have dam. Meaning the dam turns into cholov, thus there's a chiddush that you're allowed to eat cholov in the first place. El leman d'amar evorel misparkin heimeno. Fein nafshe chizeres la d'asim v'arba chaydes. But the point of the matter is the reason she doesn't have dam nida is because the bait or
guf is too weak from the trauma of the childbirth, and it has nothing to do with them. If that's the case, my ikula meimar. So the Gemara says it's rich. No, it's still a chiddush. I would have thought. There's another chiddush in Chalav. There's so much in this Gemara that chiddush is that ordinarily when something is pirish from a chai, it's even an achai. If it's even an achai, it's also even to a ben noyach, it's also of Masechta Schul and fame. So you would have thought that chalav of a behema tahira even is even an achai. With the chalav comfort came from the animal while the animal was alive. If that's the case, it should be Evim and Achai. So, and still the Torah says it's mutter. So again, I would make the same cheshbon. V'hai chalav kimet Evim and Achai hu v'shari hilka chavu behemet mei lishteri kamash malon. It's for that reason. That's the chiddush that it's going to be okay. Exhale. Either way, so just went through this last Gemara pretty quickly, and we mentioned hashtag no raid, but this would be some of the raid if we were going to speak our raid. Again, just the Mar Makoinus. The first one is we have a Machlekes Rav Shimon and the Chachamim, whether Gomel, that's Rav Shimon says, it says Gomel, Gomel, Shnei Pomim, to teach me Echad Gomel Hanoilid Min Agmala, the Echad Gomel Hanoilid Min Apar. Meaning, the Tanavar Mishnah says that Ayoitse Min HaTahar is Tahar. So if you have a Parah that gives birth to a Gomel, the Allah is, it's kosher. It's okay. Rav Shimon argues. Rav Shimon says that a Gomel Hanoilid Min Apar, it's learned out from Gomel, Gomel, is not going to be okay. What's the beer in the Machlokes? When we learned Masech Taschul, we spoke out from the Tzofnes Panech, the Rogachov of a guy who said yesh lachkar. We know that in order for an animal to be kosher, it has to be malageira and it has to be mafresas parasit. There's two simonim. His question was the simonim of a behema tahira. Are they a siba why the animal is tahar, or are they just a simon why the animal is tahar? Meaning, Hashem wanted us to know what a kosher animal is and what a non-kosher animal is. So Hashem, I'm going to give you a cheat sheet. This is the way you know. If it's malageira, as my friend says, parsa, then you know it's kosher. If not, that means it's not kosher. But the fact that it's malageira, as my friend says, parsa, has no bearing on why it's kosher or not kosher. Even in the Ilam, it has nothing to do with anything. It's just our way of knowing. For us to know what's kosher and not kosher, so we had to have an easy way to figure this out. So the easy way to figure this out is by us being told how to identify a kosher animal. But it's not the reason it's kosher. It's kosher because there's something called kosher, there's something called non-kosher. It's not a siba, it's merenit asimen. Or is the pshat that the simonim of a kosher animal are the reason. That's good for the reason why it's going to be okay. Said the Rogachov Goyin that Rav Shimon held that the simonim are a siba. They're not a simon, they're a siba. If that's the case, gomel hanoilad min apara cannot be kosher. You can tell me from today till tomorrow, but the mother's a para. That's very nice. It's a min para. It's very nice. Its species is the mama. That's very nice. But at the end of the day, it doesn't have the simonim of a behemoth turf. What's that? And the Chachamim can't be Rav Shimon. It's only the Chachamim. The Chachamim held that it's a simon, that the simonim are just our way of knowing what's kosher, what's non-kosher. So I know that but this animal, being that it came from a parah, so the Chachamim said that it came from a parah, we look at it as a parah. It doesn't have the simonim. What the halach of kala yoitz min atar tar tells me it's a parah. So if it's a parah without the simonim, it's still going to be kosher. I mean, according to the Chachamim, it's a parah without the simonim. According to Rav Shimon, maybe it's also a parah without the simonim. But according to Rav Shimon, a parah without the simonim is not going to be kosher because the simonim are not just a simon, they're a siba. And if I don't have the siba, then this is not going to be the halacha. The Rogachov HaGoyin said another chiddush. He said a chiddush al gabi chiddush, and that is, he said, you only find Reb Shimon's halacha by behemoth. You don't find it by oifus. And he said, because by oifus, even Reb Shimon agrees, the simonim are not a siba, the simonim are a simon. And the Rogachov HaGoyin said that that's why the Torah mentioned the simonim by behema. The Torah never mentioned the simonim by oif. What are the simonim by oif? That's very complicated. That's why we only eat oifus by Messiah. That's the shach, because it's so complicated, it's so confusing. It's one of the hardest gemaras you can possibly learn for sure, Taf Yoimidig, and even not Taf Yoimidig. With the Rishon and Pasha Gemara, Rashi Tois is very, very challenging to understand what exactly the Simonim are. It's merumas in the word Tzipar. Remember, the Tzipar is the second letter of the four Simonim. But the point is that the Rogachov said that by the Behema, Rav Shimon held, where the Torah mentioned the Simonim. Why the Torah mentioned by Behema, not by Oif? Because by Behema, it's a Siba. As it relates to an Oif, it's not a Siba. As it relates to the second piece of raid that we're not really going into, and that is, you have a whole sugi over here about the milk of a camel. So a camel's a non-kosher animal. What about the milk of an animal? Camel, gomel, gomel, es ha-gomel. This gemara, of course, is the star
starting point to the whole Chol of Treifa saga that we spoke a lot about in Masach Tzavoy Dezorah, Masach Tzchulin, with regards to Chol of Snam and Rabelski's Tshuvas, Va'advar Matikin. And that is because being that the halacha is that Kalayoitzim and Asa Asar, you're not allowed to drink the milk of a Gomel. It's for that reason you can't drink the milk of a behemoth that's a Treifa either. So if there's a behemoth in a field somewhere that you're milking and this animal's a Treifa because of a procedure was done or etc., that's going to create a problem. Why? Why is it a problem? I'm not allowed to eat a Treifa. Who said I'm not allowed to drink the milk of a Treifa? It's this sugya right here. The same sugya that says that you're not allowed to drink the milk of a Gomel is the makar that you're not allowed to drink the milk of a treifa either. So this gemara right here, Becheres Davav Amidez, is a very important gemara, specifically in the sugyas of Chalav Stam and Chalav Treifa and some of the real, real gezunta, controversial halachic issues. It all comes from Becheres Davav Amidez. The last ta'ara is, the gemara mentioned that Shimon Amsuni Hayudarish Kol Es Ve'eshe B'Taira, so he said, so unfortunately, the last daf that we learned together was the last daf in Masechta Schulin. And really, this ties very much into the end of Masechta Schulin. How so? The Chida. What was the last Gemara of Masechta Schulin? The Gemara says that Rabbi Yaakov saw a father tell his son, "Alei lebira and do the mitzvah Shiloh HaKan." And on his way down, he fell. And he said, "I don't understand." The two and died. The two mitzvahs in the Torah where it says, "Laman yarichon yamechel, laman yitavlach." This person was doing those two mitzvahs, and he died. Must be it's liyam shekulei tov, liyam shekulei arch. And the Gemara at the end says that had Acher Elisha Baravua darshan this pasuk the way his enagol. Rabbi Yaakov did, he would have never been Yotzel L'Tar B'Sra. So who's Acher? Elisha Baravu was Ramea's Rebbe, and it was Yotzel L'Tar B'Sra. And the Gemara says, why was he Yotzel L'Tar B'Sra? He was Yotzel L'Tar B'Sra because he saw Rabbi Yaakov said, who incidentally says the Gemara, the rest of the story is he was his grandson. But the point is, he saw Rabbi Yaakov saw. He saw a father tell his son, Alei Labira, Dushaluach HaKan, on his way down he died. And he was so disturbed by it, didn't reconcile with what the Torah says, that he was Yotzel L'Tar B'Sra. That's why he was Yotzel L'Tar. Now the truth is, if you learn the Gemara Masechtas, Chagiga, Daf Yudal, Daf Tesvav, the Gemara there tells a different story. The Gemara over there says that the reason Acher was Yotzel L'Tar B'Sra is because Dalet Nichnasu L'Pardes. There were four Tanoim that were Nichnas L'Pardes. Chagiga's Rashi tells you what that means. But they seem to have delved into Kabbalah, or maybe they physically went somewhere, Benazi, Ben Zoyma, Acher, and Rabbi Akiva. And the Gemara says that they went up to the Paradis, and the Elisha Baravua walks into a room, again, metaphorically speaking, and he sees the Malach Matat sitting, and he's writing the Schosen of the Yidden. And he remarked, he said, I thought there's no yeshiva in Bezen Shalmaila. What's the Malach Matat doing sitting? He said, maybe there's two Rishuyos. And as soon as he said that, they took the Malach Matat, they brought him outside, and they gave him Malkus. They gave him 60 Malkus, but Pulsa Denura. And at the same time, a Baskel came out and said, Shuvu Banim Shoivavim Chutz Miyacher. So the Chidah said a Dover Nifla. He said that the Gemara here, that why did they give Malkus to the Malach Matat? Why did they give Malkus? What did he do wrong? So Pasha, you learn the Gemara. Everybody learns the Gemara and thinks the same thing. Oh, the reason they gave the Malach Matat Malkus, he was Machshel Elisha Baravur. He should have realized that these Tanoim weren't going to know how to make sense of this Mara HaGadol V'Anoira. And they're going to see the Malach Matat sitting. And they know in the world of Kabbalah in Yeshiva. So he should have gotten up. Said the Chidah, I'm going to tell you a different shot. He says, you know why they gave him Malkus? Because when a tzaddik walks into a room, Arba nichnusu l'paradis. You know what you do? But that's Wolfstein. So said the Chidah, Dover Nifla. He said that the Gemara says, Shimon Amsuni ha'yudarish kolasim shabataira. Then he came to Es Hashem alekechatira. He says, what can you equate HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Es Hashem alekechatira? Es Tafel, the rabbis, what? What can you compare it to? Amr loy talmidav, Ad shabar Rabbi Akiva, to Rabbi Akiva came v'limeid, Es Hashem alekechatira. Had the Chidah gestalt. We have a raid bite on this. Ad shabar Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva came? Ad shadarash Rabbi Akiva. What's Ad shabar Rabbi Akiva? Said the Chidah, Achabar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was one of the Arba Nichnasu L'Pardesh. He was the one that was Nichnas B'Shalim V'Yatzel L'Shalim. Rabbi Akiva walked into the room, and Rabbi Akiva walked in, and the Malach Matat didn't stand up. And what happened? They gave the Malach Matat Malkus. You know what they saw? They saw the cover that they have in Shemayim for a Talmud Chacham. They saw the cover they had for Rabbi Akiva and his Chavraya Kedisha, that they walked into the room and the Malach Matat, who's a Kodesh Baruch, who's Yad Yamin, Kemavur, and Svar Makdoshim, he didn't stand up for Rabbi Akiva, and he gets Malkus now, Shitin Malkus, Papulsa Danura, Sa'ad Shabar Rabbi Akiva Velim. Rabbi Akiva never darshened it. Rabbi Akiva came. Where did he come? To the Paradise, the Limeid, and it's Oskar learned that Hashem Lekechatira, the Rabbi.
Rabbis, Talmidei Chachamim, Shimon HaMsuri couldn't darshan it. But we saw it for ourselves. We saw what happened to the Malach Matat for not giving kavod to Rabbi Akiva. That was the biggest riot. Just to end with one thing, and that is that the Gemara says that after Alish Bavur hears a baskel, Shuvu Banim Shoivavim Chutz Me'acher. They tell him to, everyone could do Shuv except for Acher. A few lines later, the Gemara says that they came to Rabbi Akiva, that Rameir, who was Alish Bavur's Rebbe, was once walking with Alish Bavur and Ushabas, and they were coming to the Tchum. So Alish Baravua tells Rameir, he tells him, you can't walk. Ad Khan. You know, Ad Khan Ibrahim Shabbos Agudal. You know, Ad Khan Tchum Shabbos. You can't go past there. So turn around. Hoshev. So Rameir very sharply told his Rebbe Alish Baravua, I'll tell you what. When you're Hoshev, when you do tshuva, I'll go back to it. You come back, I'll come back. So the Chidah in Pesach Einayim, on that Gemara right there, Masach Tzchagiga asks, he says that Rameir didn't know the Baskel. He brings it right, Rameir knew the Baskel. So if Rameir knew there was a Baskel, says Shuvu Banim Shoivavim Chutz Me'acher, what was he telling Elisha Baravua, turn around? He said, what do you mean turn around? You can't turn around. He there was already a Baskel that said, he can't do tshuva, his tshuva won't be accepted. So he brings from a Yid that he refers to as the Gadol Hador. He says, the Gadol Hador of his generation, Sok Techidah, Teiched, he said that the Baskel said Shuvu Banim Shoivavim Chutz Me'acher. He said, what's a Baskel mean? What's a Baskel? Every day the Gemara says a Baskel that says Shuvu Banim Shoivavim. He says Yid walks around every now and again and he feels this hira tshuva. Something happens and he decides that, you know, I'm not doing enough. I want to be better. I want to hear a tshuva. He says that's the Baskel. You're hearing the Baskel. That's where the hira tshuva comes from. The Baskel said Shuvu Banim Shoivavim. We're gonna reach out to all the Shoivavim. That we're gonna, HaKadosh Baruch, so I'm gonna send messages to people, give people the Zayiris for tshuva. Everyone's gonna get that message, Chutz Me'acher. Acher doesn't have a Baskel. Acher doesn't have a Hira Tshuva. Hashem is not going to be metapil with Acher to give him opportunities to do tshuva. But he said, Chalila v'chas to think that Acher can't do tshuva. There's no one in the world that can't do tshuva. He said, even Acher could do tshuva. There's no one that can't do tshuva. Shuvu banim shoivavim, the Baskel, in terms of this, Arusa de le'ela, where Yidden Hashem intervenes in people's lives to get them to do tshuva, that's Shuvu Banim Shoivavim Chutz Me'acher. But he said to think that Acher can't do tshuva, he said Chas V'Shalom, as I state in Chidah, you see the koyach of tshuva, that even Acher, where we have a Gemara that says a Baskel said that he can't do tshuva, the Chidah brings from the Gadol, he said we can't be soivel such a thing. There's no such thing that a Yid can't do tshuva. Even Acher, with the Baskel and everything, even he could do tshuva. And that's what Rameir knew, and that's what Rameir told him. He says, Rebbe Chazorbach, you want me to turn around? I'll turn around. But you have to turn around too. I didn't even know the Baskel. Of course he knew the Baskel. Baskel just meant in Shemayim, they're not going to make it work for him. But in terms of Acher losing his Bechira, there's no such thing as a Yid. Even Acher, of not having the ability to do tshuva.